Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
An abortion mill begins staff training in the middle of an elementary and middle school. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, staff training began several days ago as construction is completed or near completing on a new Planned Parenthood abortion clinic or abortion mill, frankly, that's located in a Washington, D.C. area, right in between an elementary school on one side and a middle school on the other side. This abortion facility is literally right in the midst of these young children. Matt, this is absolutely unbelievable. We have clients that we actually represent. One of them who is a person who is there on the public sidewalk to give information to allow people to know what's taking place, how dangerous this is, and what's happening in these areas of the elementary and middle school. And now the school has actually filed suit against him and other picketers to stop him and others from revealing the information.
Well, and how would you feel as a parent? You know, your children are sent off to school where ostensibly the school district and the teachers and everyone are going to be caring for your children, educating them, and then literally feet away, children are being dismembered alive and killed. And now they, you know, this, you know, the whole idea of free speech and complaining and protesting, the left loves it when you're protesting on for one of their pet issues, pet projects. But when it comes to their sacred cow of abortion, they're going to try to shut down the free speech.
You know, Matt, our client compares it to ISIS, and he says that here they are killing children inside and using children on the outside as a cover.
I thought that was a very dramatic picture. It is. And, you know, we have elementary school kids, so we're talking about kindergarten through the middle school age.
Yeah, and the alley, the two buildings share the alley, so they're right there.
And the clinic is right there, and it's about ready to open. They're training staff for the opening of this Planned Parenthood clinic. And it's a charter school that actually filed suit, Two Rivers Public Charter School. It's a public school, but it's a charter school. And they have actually sued the pro-life picketers who are out there on the public sidewalk that are holding signs of aborted babies and other information to give conscience to the community about what's about to happen, that an abortion mill, frankly, is taking place, rooting itself right by these young boys and girls. There's no question that young lives of preborn children will be lost, slaughtered, brutally tortured, just as bad as we would see ISIS brutally torturing adults or other born people. And also, that will result in hurt and damage to those young girls who think that abortion is okay. And there's this facility right next door to their elementary and middle school.
Right. And our client, you know, he did his homework. He's been there for over a year, you know, peacefully protesting. He went and got the blueprints, and he saw this building. They're going to have 33 sinks. So why would you need 33 sinks in a building as if you're not going to have an assembly line like that? And they're trying to, you know, pass it off like it's just going to be a referral center. Well, you wouldn't need 33 sinks if you're not going to be doing abortions.
Well, and obviously they'll not only do abortions, but they'll do what they call family planning, which means that they'll give them contraception and so forth. But, you know, when you look at what Planned Parenthood does, Matt, it doesn't just provide contraception. It provides pamphlets and booklets about all kinds of abhorrent sexual practices, acts that they encourage these young people to participate in.
Up to and including the BDSM stuff, sadomasochism, and all kinds of sexual perversion. Of course, Planned Parenthood has been caught on multiple occasions encouraging children they believed to be minors to engage in these aberrant sexual behaviors. So they're not, it's not only, it's not a contraception center, it's an indoctrination center right there where they have easy access to young people that they can indoctrinate. But, you know, worse than that here, Matt, the school district doesn't have a leg to stand on. They have a First Amendment right to protest on public property. You can protest. They don't like it. Well, the solution here is not to try to quash the First Amendment right of protesters to shine the light of truth on this horrific these horrific things that are happening there. The answer is to either shut down or move the Planned Parenthood. If the school district doesn't like it, they should join in on the protests.
I think they would.
Yeah, you know, we have two tragedies here.
Yeah.
First of all, we have the Planned Parenthood abortion mill planting its roots right between an elementary and a middle school. That's a problem. Secondly, we have the Two Rivers Public Charter School. That's one of those schools that's actually filed suit to stop the picketers who are pro-life from, they don't want them to traumatize or upset the children.
Instead
or
of protesting
the
Planned Parent abortion mill. I don't understand that.
You know, what they're seeing out there on the sidewalk is exactly what is going to happen inside that Planned Parenthood abortion mill. You know, we've seen from the videos, and Sandra Merritt is our client who did the undercover videos along with David DeLaden. They were the two undercover investigators that photographed these interviews with Planned Parenthood officials in multiple locations. And we see what they're doing. They're actually aborting children. They're selecting baby body parts for resale and profiteering. It is as bad as anything you could imagine. And this is what's happening in this facility. So we are representing Larry, one of the picketers there, against this suit by Two Rivers Public Charter School. But the parents and all the people in the community ought to literally shut down that Planned Parenthood abortion clinic. They ought to take their children out of the school if they have to. But it is a problem that every parent and every person in the community ought to be aware of.
You know, even a security guard and several of the construction workers quit that job when they realized what the building was going to be used for.
Yeah,
so
a
even
security
they
guard
get it.
And construction worker coming there, being assigned at this location, and it just looks like a building, and they figure out, this is a Planned Parenthood abortion mill, and it's being put right beside these young children's public schools, and the security guard and the construction worker, they walk off the job.
Right.
Well, that's what they need to do. The parents need to get busy here. You know, hit them in the pocketbook. The protesters are exercising their right to hit Planned Parenthood in the pocketbook by exposing the horrific genocide that's occurring, going to be occurring within. But parents should pull their kids from these schools. You're right. Hit them in the pocketbook, whether it's tax funding or whatever. The school needs to get on board with the protesters. They're fighting the wrong battle here. The enemy is Planned Parenthood. It's not these parents and community members who are naturally and rightly mortified by this whole affair.
And, you know, I would encourage people to make their voice known, not only in this situation, but around the country to defund Planned Parenthood. Let me just give you an example in Florida. We have a Republican Governor, Rick Scott, who says that he's pro-life, and I certainly believe that he is pro-life, but he was not willing to take on the defunding of Planned Parenthood. So people here in Florida began a public campaign to get Rick Scott to stand on the right side of this issue. Finally, the legislature said, the governor's not going to lead, so a member of the legislature led. Both the House and the Senate passed this defunding of Planned Parenthood, and when it got before the governor, he ultimately signed the bill. So you've got to really do your work. We cannot, on our watch, allow the federal and state funding of Planned Parenthood. We cannot, on our watch, allow this continued destruction of human life to continue. We've got to make a difference, Matt.
Yeah, absolutely. Life is literally hangs in the balance.
And the blood of these children are on our hands as long as this occurs.
You know, and we've got to do something. Here we have the worst kind of slaughtering of innocent children at magnitudes that defy human imagination. You have as many die every day in abortion that died in the tragedy of 9/11. You have them dying in inhumane, barbaric ways. And it's happening in our midst, on our watch. We will be held accountable, and we've got to do something. We need to return this culture, our country, to a place where children are protected at all levels of the spectrum of their life, beginning in the most vulnerable place, in the womb. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Remember to pray for Liberty Counsel. You can be a part of helping to support Liberty Counsel directly. You can also engage in funding campaigns by going to the Liberty Counsel website, lc.org. Learn more about this issue and learn how you can partner with Liberty Counsel to make a difference to advance the sanctity of human life, religious freedom, and marriage in the family. lc.org is the website.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.